Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
So Lou Williams did end up getting some action over at the strip club. Okay? Lou talked about what he ended up doing at that strip club. And apparently he got a couple dances. Lou Williams' detour to Magic City Strip Club in Atlanta has been the biggest story of the NBA bubble so far. He was talking with the media on Tuesday, and his mea culpa, this is how it went. I probably could have made a better quality decision, he said. I went somewhere after viewing of somebody I considered a mentor, somebody I looked up to. At the time, I thought I was making the responsible decision. After looking back on it, with everything going on in the world and the pandemic, maybe it wasn't the best quality decision. I chalk it up to as that. I'll take my L and I'll keep moving. And so apparently they ended up interviewing a girl that was there at the club and said that, hey, you know, while he was there, he was, you know, getting a couple of dances. So, but apparently he kept his distance too. I don't know about that, but they were open enough to tell us that he was there hanging with the girls too at the strip club. I mean, come on, dude. And you think you could have made a better decision? You go to a damn strip club when you're not supposed to, when you're trying to stay away from people. That's what you do. You go to a strip club? That's, I mean, sweet Lou Williams. Come on, my man. Hello, I'll give him credit. He goes, hey, I'll take the L. It's not like he's fighting it and saying, oh, I should have been there. I got no problem. I did all the, no, he's taking the L. He knows that what he did was wrong. Look, you know, the best part about it all was that he really didn't get corona. Apparently. So that's the good thing, that he's only going to miss the two games. He'll have his quarantine period, and then he's with the team. And again, I don't want anybody to get this thing, because you have no idea what it's going to do to you. You might survive it with no problem, or it might kick your ass for a couple of months. It might leave you with some kind of, you know, respiratory issue for a while. And that's what you definitely don't want.